Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we have some disturbing breaking news. On January 3rd of 2026, only a few weeks ago, Cuban immigrant Geraldo Lunas Campos was pronounced dead at an immigration facility in El Paso, Texas. After a 12-day investigation that is still ongoing, we are learning that investigators are going to rule this as a homicide committed by the ICE agents and the guards. The guards reportedly choked Geraldo Lunas Campos to death in this El Paso immigration center, only further vindicating and proving the point of every single effing protester across the United States. Let's dig into this Washington Post article that just broke the news about an hour ago. Again, when protesters are out on the streets saying that ICE is using reckless force, that ICE is undertrained, they have masks and too much of a budget, that ICE isn't screening their agents ideologically, meaning far-right, radicalized people can be terrorizing immigrants, and then ICE's response to these complaints is to kill more people, to shoot a U.S. citizen, to crack the ribs of a 79-year-old U.S. citizen, shoot out the eye of a 21-year-old U.S. citizen. Yeah, it kind of just vindicates our point perfectly. The Washington Post reports, medical examiner believes death of man in ICE custody was homicide. This is a massive story that is just adding on to the pile and pile of clips and stories we have incriminating ICE. The problem is, J.D. Vance, Kristi Noem, people in the Trump administration are arguing that ICE should have absolute immunity. Under this case, if ICE had absolute immunity, not only would they just totally get away with this, they'd argue this is, quote, within the purview of their job, but they would also get away with the 2,000-plus allegations of sexual assault that have been levied towards them since the inception of the agency in the early 2000s. Well, quote, when U.S. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement announced the January 3rd death of detainee Geraldo Lunas Campos, the agency said, quote, staff observed him in distress, but they gave no cause of death. Further reporting says guards choked him to death after he refused to enter the segregation unit because he complained he didn't have his medication. He was worried because he didn't have his proper medication. Now, I think it's worth pointing out the Republican talking point right after his death was that it's a good thing. Without any investigation, they were trying to claim this was a good thing because back in 2003, he was charged with a child sexual assault charge. Obviously effing despicable. Obviously a piece of shit. But this is a broader problem. The ICE agents did not choke him to death because they knew what he did in 2003. The ICE agents did not choke him to death because of a weapons charge in 1999. That shouldn't even be a death sentence, a weapons charge. The ICE officers choked him to death because they are undertrained, racist, and they will continue to overuse force because no one is holding them accountable. That's the fundamental difference. It's like when I'm saying that Donald Trump's regime change in Venezuela was bad, I'm not defending Maduro. People ask me, oh, why do you defend Maduro? No, nobody's defending Maduro in the same way that nobody is defending actions this guy made 20 years ago. Of course not. But you can't just effing kill people with no accountability whatsoever. An employee of El Paso's county office of the medical examiner told Lunas Campos' daughter last week that subject to results of a toxicology report, the office is likely to classify the death as a homicide. So when they were doing the toxicology report, they realized he was strangled to death. In the recording, which the daughter shared with the Washington Post, the employee said there is, quote, is listing the In the recording, which the daughter shared with the Washington Post, the employee said that a doctor there, quote, is listing the preliminary cause of death as asphyxia due to neck and chest compression, which means Lunas Campos did not get enough oxygen because of pressure on his neck and chest. Pending the results of a toxicology report, the staffer said in the recording, our doctor is believing that we're going to be listing the manner of death as homicide. Homicide coming from the ICE agents. Honestly, this should be murder. This should be second-degree murder. But a 55-year-old Cuban immigrant, Lunas Campos, died following a struggle with the detention staff. A representative from the medical examiner declined to comment on the recording or share any findings, but the daughter did. A homicide ruling would almost certainly draw attention to Camp East Montana, a colossal makeshift tent encampment on the Mexican border where migrants have reported substandard conditions and physical abuse, and ICE's own inspectors have cited dozens of violations. Let's check out what these violations are exactly. This Washington Post article says, locked up in the unfinished facility, migrants were subjected to conditions that violated at least 60 federal standards for immigrant detention. Absolutely effing absurd. They were holding a higher amount of immigrants than they should have, which means they were below standard qualities of living. They were holding way more than the limit. They were holding immigrants. The amount of people they were holding there was way, way higher than the limit, meaning there were substandard living conditions. But to continue on with the original story, I wanted to make a quick video popping in and breaking this down. If you appreciate these breakdowns, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. But to continue, court records show Lunos Campos was convicted of several crimes: aggravated assault, weapons charges, first-degree sexual abuse involving a child under 11. Obviously fucking disgusting. That's disgusting. The guy sounds like a piece of shit. But ICE agents do not get to be the judge, jury, and executioner if somebody's a piece of shit. That will backfire very, very fast when they act like the judge, jury, and executioner against someone that you know that isn't a piece of shit, and they will continue to say that he was a domestic terrorist or she was a domestic terrorist. That's the problem. They will continually justify the actual murder of someone with no due process, and what this guy did 20 years ago does not mean you can just strangle him to death. I want to be very effing clear about that. Lunos Campos had been placed in a segregated housing unit after becoming, quote, disruptive. Later the same day, staff observed him in distress. And the reports are, from eyewitnesses, he was trying to get medicine. ICE's statement did not contain any detail about the cause of death. An internal ICE log reviewed by the Post documented a series of events about Lunos Campos' case, noting his death, an attempt to contact his family, the notification of the Cuban consulate, and the transportation of his body. So he was trying hard to talk to his family to get out of this. The last event logged, 6 days after his death, references an immediate use of force incident, but provides no date of that incident or any details. We don't know what this incident was. And again, it was logged 6 days after he died. So it seems like they're manufacturing evidence. This is a shorter video. I just wanted to pop in and talk to you guys. I love you all. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.